Welcome everyone, we're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 20. The Torah obligates us to constantly use our intellect and to learn how to control our negative emotions of anger, of envy, of lust, of approval seeking. A person ruled by his emotions, his negative emotions, won't be able to think straight. And the negative emotions could confuse our faculty of thought. So one learns and asks for Siyat Deshmaya to be able to control one's emotions and direct it in a healthy way. He's mastered everything. That's really what is one of the strongest avodos that we have. That's part of, again, the fourth bracha of Ata Choni Lodin Dask, asking Hashem to giving you the ability to use your mind with Chachma Bina V'Das and to give you Siyata Deshmaya for the wisdom to handle your nature, to be able to be madrich your nature, and that your mind, your Seichel HaYosher, should be so strong that you're able to overcome natural tendencies and habits that are not good for you. If you let them rule over you, it's very likely you'll make mistakes in life, serious mistakes in life. And that's why it's so important to overcome that. Now, of course, one has good tchunas hanefesh, certain natural tendencies that are healthy and good, and they need to be channeled, not erased, but channeled. So the mind could be used to channel these emotions and these tendencies to make the most of it. So it's not like people say, which is not a healthy thing, when you have the intellect killing emotions, pushing it away, not feeling. That's not healthy. A person's supposed to feel. Emotions there are healthy aspects to emotions that are needed in a human being. The warmth, the love, even sometimes the not being, you know, happy with certain things. The mourning, the grief, there's a time for everything, and all emotions have their place. But we need to work very hard and ask Hashem for Siyata Deshmaya to allow us to have our thoughts direct those emotions. It takes a lot of hard work, and very often, even with a minor difficulty, it's hard to follow your intellect. It's easier to follow your natural feeling. Sometimes your natural feeling is correct and you go by that, but sometimes it's not, and you need to hold yourself back from that. So again, this is an ideal. The idea is improvement. You just work as much as you can on your ability to think, and over years you'll learn how to handle it the right way. He brings down the Chazon Ish, Hilchos Shabbos, Nun Ches. He writes that the Torah attitude towards emotions is that they should be in the guidance of our Seichel. Sort of similar what the Tanya says, Mayach Sha'alat Al Alev. And to train ourselves, to train our children, to be able to control our emotions and not allow the emotions to control us. Now, of course, let's say Simchas Torah, there should be a freedom of expression, of the simcha, of the dancing. And that's what's required then. The simcha peretzes geder, the simcha that overflows. But that's part of, again, that's based on what Hashem wants at that given moment. People so often say, and this is one of the big issues in our generation in particular, and in America in particular, we have no control over our emotions. This is how I feel. There's nothing I can do about it. But if you are objectively observing yourself, you realize that you have control, or you have the ability to control. You see this all the time. A family member gets you upset. You could scream, you could shout, and say, I can't help myself. My husband, my wife, I'm going to yell at them. I can't help myself. And then all of a sudden someone knocks on the door in the middle of your tantrum. All of a sudden you're able to have the presence of mind to calm down, answer the door, talk calmly, pleasantly, smiling. What happened? So obviously you could control yourself. But it does take hard work. It takes willpower. Take siyata d'shmaya. You daven for it, then you work hard, and you do the shtadlas. To focus one's thoughts, to remove envy from your heart, to remove resentment, to remove sadness. It is hard. People have a natural tendency towards being irrational. It's part of being in a body with a nefesh ha-bahamas. You can't completely eradicate it. It's a natural tendency to think in counterproductive ways. It takes effort to improve. That's one of the purposes of life. This is one of the purposes of why Hashem gave us the Torah. This is how Moshe Rabbeinu won the argument against the Malachim. Do you have a Yetzihara? Do you have a Yetzihara to kill or to commit adultery? Do you have a parent that you have to respect? Or do you ever get hungry or thirsty? Do you ever feel envy? So that is the whole purpose of life. It's nothing negative that we have these natural tendencies that are counterproductive. Our avodah and Hashem has so much nachas ruach from us when we learn how to train it and overcome it. It's hard sometimes to change thoughts. It's difficult for a person to change their thoughts. And at times it can be painful because you always thought a certain way thinking you're right. And then you wake up with a clarity and recognize, I wasn't thinking straight till now. That is painful. It's a painful awareness. But a mature, healthy person learns from that and says, okay, this is what happened, and I accept that. Now I'm going to shift my mind and look at things the right way. Everyone who wants to overcome sadness and live a happy life needs to make this effort. It's not impossible. If you think it's impossible, it's your mistaken position that doesn't allow you to change. Every person has the ability to change. You cannot, if you catch yourself saying, I can't change, correct it. It's difficult to change, but not I can't change. Again, we don't need science to prove Torah, but it's there anyway. The brain is known now not to be fixed. There's neuroplasticity. You could create new pathways in the brain. That's the Bechira. You thought along a certain way for a long period of time. You start thinking differently. A new pattern of neural pathway is created. This is Bechira. This is Bechira. And we have that ability. Challenge our ways of thinking when we're thinking negatively. Like we spoke in the last year, in the two shiurim ago. You have a situation, you used to think negatively about that situation. Now it's time to react positively to that situation. When thoughts of animosity come into your mind, thoughts of envy come into your mind, don't react quickly. Take a pause. Try an effort to pause that. Challenge that thought. Challenge that thought. Every small amount of improvement in this area is beneficial. A person can become slave to their habits and to their ways of thinking. It's hard to break a habit. It takes a lot of self-control to break a habit. And with the habits of thoughts, also it's very hard. But we can elevate it and we can change our entire thought pattern for the better. We have that ability. Rabbi Isaac Sher writes this in Nagdoma to Sefer Cheshbon HaNefesh. We can elevate our thoughts to such a degree that we will have changed our entire thought pattern for the better. We all have the ability to do that. You repeat important concepts. Ezo ashas me bechalkoi, again and again. Or if you're jealous, ein adam negia b'muchin lechaveira afil kamali nima. No one can touch what another person has, even a small hair's breadth. This is what Rapreda did with that Talmud when he taught him 400 times until he understood it. Every person could be a Rapreda to himself. Review that concept again and again and again until it becomes part of you. Everyone has the ability to do that and transform themselves, transform their thoughts to be beautiful and positive and happy. Bracha natzlacha.